I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes and Flipping CD kit that will show you how to get in, get out, and get paid when you come join my team.
Call 1-800-614-3214 now to get your free Fortunes and Flipping CD. Call 800-614-3214 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, free smartwatch, power charger, and USB drive loaded with powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-614-3214. That's 800-614-3214. Call now.
This is Larry Cox. And I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
We all know that life can get a little hectic. That's why the mattress you sleep on determines whether or not you hit the ground running each morning. With a Beautyrest Silver mattress, you'll wake up refreshed and ready to go. Beautyrest Silver pairs sophisticated design with intuitive features like dual cool technology fiber designed to keep the mattress cool and fresh, and back care support. Embrace the day ahead. Get the sleep you deserve. Get Beautyrest Silver.
Now at Metro Lighting, get a two-pack of Philips Soft White 60-watt equivalent fully dimmable LED bulbs for just $7.95. These Energy Star certified bulbs are warranted and last over 22 years or 25,000 hours. Save up to $150 per incandescent bulb replaced. For the guaranteed lowest price anywhere on these bulbs, shop local and save at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for your nearest location while supplies last. See store for details.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. We're in full ice storm mode here. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geist are here with me. Tim is keeping an eye on the roads. He'll have an update for you in a little while, although it's basically our impression that there aren't that many problems because there aren't that many cars on the road because the rest of the media putting the panic button all the way in kept everybody from going to work and school and all the rest.
And I think the amount of ice, too, is way under what they thought.
Yeah. Although, did you hear what the forecast is for Joplin?
Yes, I did. Colin told me that.
2 inches of ice they're expecting in Joplin, which, you know, that's horrible the first day, but by the second day, you can go out. The problem is that amount of ice on the trees and the power lines, that's where the problems start coming in, when the power starts going out. And speaking of storm-related stuff, the Kansas City Chiefs were scheduled to host the Pittsburgh Steelers in one of the divisional playoff games this weekend in the NFL. It was going to be Sunday, kickoff just after noon. That game has been pushed back to 7:20 on Sunday night.
Wow.
So if you're planning on recording that game, as I am, because the NFL is much more fun on fast forward, when you can watch a whole 3.5 hour football game in about 40 minutes, you may want to reset your DVR.
I think there's a stadium open in San Diego maybe they could play in.
Why don't they play out there? Well, then you don't have the home field advantage.
I think the entire NFL, all the teams should move to L.A.
That's what The Onion said yesterday.
Yeah.
There's an article on The Onion about that.
I didn't hear one L.A. person that was excited for this move.
No, not one. Let's open up the phone lines here and play the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around a quarter after 5. It's your weekly topical trivia game. At this point, I guess we could say we're testing you on all of 2017 thus far, because we're only 13 days into the year. If you want to take a shot at it and you haven't played in the last 60 days, call me now, 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. Some cell phones get in here at *KTRS. You're not just playing to answer the questions. Those questions have point values. Those point values could end up tallying enough to win you a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
All right, you are, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts. The just size of your head.
Just as good in the new year as the old year.
Yes.
Donuts.
It's from Old Town Donut Shop with two locations in Florissant and in Cottleville.
Excuse my drool. I'm sorry.
Or from Peroni's Pizzeria, we have a gift card. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
And if you get all the questions right, we call it a clean sweep, and you get a double bonus package this week.
Oh, my goodness. It's huge. For the clean sweep, you get a gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin. Candice's has dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to candicesnut.net.
But that's not all.
Oh, no. Breezy Buddy Fan Pillow is what you will win if you get the clean sweep. Also, it's a St. Charles company. It has two quiet fans that are built into the pillow with a rechargeable USB power supply, or uses four C-cell batteries. Plus, we'll throw in a 50% off coupon for a Breezy Buddy sports fan chair. You can go to breezybuddy.com to check these out.
All right, so that's what you're playing for in the Harris Challenge today, and let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Roger.
Hello, how are you doing?
Welcome to the show. Congratulations on making it through the icy phone lines to the challenge.
Well, it's kind of slippery road getting through the lines.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to wish everybody a happy French Toast Friday.
French Toast Friday is right. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see which of the three categories you would like to play with. There will be a total of five categories for our five contestants, but only three at a time appear on my screen. Led, of course, by Have You Been Paying Attention? And then Category 2, You Know the Name. Or Category 3, The Business Page. What'll it be, Roger?
Have You Been Paying Attention?
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5-point question for you. There's a total of 15 for the clean sweep, but you need just to get more than half of those points in order to win today. The category again, Have You Been Paying Attention? Let's play the Harris Challenge. What caused Las Vegas sports books to lose $20 million on Monday night?
National college football.
Who won?
Clemson.
Yeah, Clemson beat Alabama, and that's what made him lose all that money. In what Eastern European country were U.S. soldiers deployed Wednesday, sending shockwaves all the way to Vladimir Putin in Moscow? Which NFL team seems set to abandon the city it's played in for 55 years that joined the Rams in Los Angeles?
San Diego.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. Which TV network's live coverage of Congress was interrupted for 10 minutes by a stream of the Russia Today network yesterday?
C-SPAN.
Correct. For what team was Adam McVay the offensive coordinator before the Rams made history yesterday by hiring him as the youngest head coach in NFL history?
Washington Redskins.
That's correct. So what Eastern European country are U.S. soldiers in now? Poland. Poland is the answer. 3,500 of them are there as of yesterday. Roger, you didn't get the two-pointer, but you got 13 points, and you are a winner. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I'll move on to our second contestant. Hi, Steve.
Hi, guys.
Hi. You want to plug something?
Just everybody be careful out there, and hey, go Blues.
All right. Which category would you like? You know the name, the business page, or our new third category, Ice on the Screen?
You know the name.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Steve, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did President Obama award the nation's highest civil honor, his final Medal of Freedom, to yesterday?
Yeah.
Which two members of KISS appeared at the grand opening of a bar restaurant in Chesterfield Wednesday night without their stage makeup?
Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley.
Correct. This week, Fox News settled a sexual harassment suit by Juliet Huddy against which of its anchors?
Yes.
Who was condemned to death this week for killing 9 black parishioners at a church in Charleston, South Carolina in 2015? Which rocker, known for hits like Crash Into Me, made the cover of AARP magazine this week for his 50th birthday?
Oh.
I know this one.
Bon Jovi.
Dan?
Dave Matthews.
Yeah. Back to the one-pointer. Who did Obama give the Medal of Freedom to yesterday? His vice president, Joe Biden. The sexual harassment suit at Fox News, Juliette Huddy had said that Bill O'Reilly had made inappropriate remarks and other things with her. And Dylan Roof was the maniac who killed the people in that church in South Carolina a couple of years ago. So let's see how you did here, Steve. You got Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons. And this completes your total correct answers.
Oopsie.
As you know, on the Harris Challenge, when you don't win, you get punished. Here for our punishment today is a new recording of Gloria Gaynor's 1978 disco classic, I Will Survive, as sung or at times spoken for you by several Hollywood stars, including Andrew Garfield, Emma Stone, Felicity Jones, Dakota Fanning, Michelle Williams, Natalie Portman, Greta Gerwig, Michael Shannon, Amy Adams, Taraji P. Henson, Dev Patel, Ruth Negga, Mahershala Ali, Matthew McConaughey, Chris Pine, Haley Steinfeld, and Joel Edgerton, who all think they're going to survive.
At first I was afraid.
I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights
thinking how you did me wrong.
And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along.
And so you're back. You have to march from outer space.
I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face.
I should have changed that stupid lock.
I should have made you leave your key.
If I'd known for just 1 second,
you'd be back to bother me.
Go on now, go.
Walk out the door. Just turn around now.
Because you're not welcome anymore.
Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye?
Did you think I'd crumble?
Do you think I'd lay down and die?
No, no, not I. I will survive.
Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll stay alive.
I've got all my life to live.
And I've got all my love to give.
Oh. And I'll survive.
I will survive.
Hey, hey. I like that part.
Okay. I will survive.
All right, there you go. I'm sorry you had to hear that, Steve, but you earned it.
That's all right. I did earn it, and I am AM into PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye. All right, here's our third contestant. Hi, Aaron. Welcome to the show. Aaron, are you there? Aaron is not there, so we'll go to Brian as our third contestant. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Welcome to the show. And on the Harris Challenge, you get the unique broadcast opportunity to suck up to the boss or shout out to a friend or use it for a commercial endorsement. Go ahead with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I would suck up to the boss, but I'm retired. And enjoy your show every Friday. Really, really good time.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate that. Which category would you like? We have the business page, ice on the screen, or our new third category, on this day.
Oh, my God. Let's go on this day.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which U.S. president fainted after choking on a pretzel on this day in 2002?
Bush.
Correct.
George W. Bush.
Correct. When Michael Jordan announced his retirement from the NBA on this day in 1999, what team did he have a contract with?
Chicago Bulls.
Correct. What was the name of the baby born to Samantha Stevens on the TV series Bewitched on this day in 1966?
Pass.
What musical instrument was first patented by Anthony Foss on this day in 1854? Is it the auto harp, the harmonica, or the accordion?
Accordion.
Correct. In which state did L. Douglas Wilder become the first black governor in the country on this day in 1990?
Alabama.
Virginia. Back to the three-pointer. What was the name of the baby born to Samantha Stevens on the TV series Bewitched on this day in 1966?
I have no idea. Sorry.
Samantha was played by Elizabeth Montgomery, one of my earliest crushes, along with Yvonne Craig as Batgirl. But enough about my pubescent self. The correct answer is Tabitha. Tabitha. So let's see how you did here, Brian. You got the 1 and the 2 and the 4. Oh, no, that's only 7 points, which means you have to survive this with the rest of us.
First, I was afraid.
I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights
thinking how you did me wrong.
And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along. And so you're back. You have to march from outer space.
The one marching there is, Emma Stone, who actually can sing.
Upon your face.
I should have changed that stupid lock.
I should have made you leave your key.
Okay, all right. I agree with you. And that's enough of it.
Ew.
That is brutal. Thank you very much.
Stay warm.
I do it every Friday.
Thank you very much.
I try. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Here's our fourth contestant. Hello, Phil.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, my cheap plug will be my wonderful wife, Connie, and my trivia crazy daughter, Tiffany.
Okay. Well, let's see how you can do on the trivia categories left on the board here, the business page or ice on the screen.
Let's go with the business page.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Phil. Let's play the Harris Challenge. A day after Volkswagen pleaded guilty to criminal conspiracy in a widespread emissions cheating scheme, what other car company was charged with similar violations by the EPA this week?
Fiat Chrysler.
Correct. Which of these is not one of the potential tokens you can vote into the new set of Monopoly game pieces? A Frisbee, a smiley face, or a monster truck?
Smiley face.
A Frisbee. At which St. Louis retailer was a woman caught this week with a frying pan in her pants?
IKEA.
Correct. According to a new study by UCLA, what is mislabeled 47% of the time in restaurants? Wine, fish, or low-calorie entrees?
Fish
is right. You're probably not getting halibut. Which Scandinavian country became the first to start switching off FM radio in favor of digital stations this week?
Norway?
It is Norway. You chose a just random choice of the correct Scandinavian country. And Phil, you got everything except the Frisbee. By the way, a smiley face as a game piece? Yeah, you can vote it. They're letting people have do a special internet vote edition of Monopoly, and you can choose that or about four dozen others, but not the Frisbee. So without that, you got 13 points for the win, Phil. Nicely done.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize, and I'm going to check back one more time. Aaron, are you there?
I'm right here.
Okay, hi. I'm glad we got you back. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I would just like to plug all the people that help each other out in this inclement weather.
Okay.
The firefighters, the policemen,
the road salters?
Yeah. I'd like to, because I think we take them for granted.
I think you're right. I'm glad you mentioned it, Aaron. We have one category left. Since you talked about the inclement weather, it fits perfectly that you would get ice on the screen.
ice, baby.
Please don't answer the questions before I ask them.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Law & Order spinoff does Ice-T star on?
Criminal Minds.
Special Victims Unit. Which of these movies was originally called Ice Cold Desire? Is it Basic Instinct, Fatal Attraction, or Winter's Bone?
Basic Instinct.
It is. Which founder of NWA stars in the Barbershop movies?
Ice Cube.
Correct. Which former sitcom star does the voice of Manny the Mammoth in the Ice Age movies?
Can you say that over again?
Yes. Which former sitcom star does the voice of Manny the Mammoth in the Ice Age movies?
I don't know.
Who played the submarine commander in the 1968 movie Ice Station Zebra?
Marvin?
It was Rock Hudson. you know what? That's one of those movies I haven't seen in a long time, but I do remember it had Jim Brown and Ernie Borgnine and I think Patrick McGoohan in it as well. It probably does not hold up, but it was a great movie for its day. And Ray Romano is the voice of Manny the Mammoth, Aaron. So let's see how you did here. You got the 2 and the 3, but unfortunately that's only 5 points. So here come the survivors.
First I was afraid.
I was petrified.
Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side.
But then I spent so many nights
thinking how you did me wrong.
And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along.
And so you're back. You have to march from outer space.
I just walked in to find you.
I want to apologize for making this into the earworm that's going to stick with you through the whole winter.
I should have made you leave your key.
Weekend.
If I'd known for just 1 second.
You'd be back to bother me.
Go on now, go.
Good.
Walk out the door. Just turn around now.
Because you're not welcome anymore.
Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye?
Did you think I'd crumble?
Do you think I'd lay down and die?
No, no, not I. I will survive.
Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll stay alive. I just want to keep this going until the bad note at the end.
I've got all my life to live.
And I've got all my love to give.
And I'll survive.
I will survive.
Hey, hey. I like that part.
I will survive!
Oh, wow.
Mama.
All right, Aaron.
It wasn't that bad. That punishment wasn't that bad.
Well, you know what? You can come back in 60 days and try again, and I'll try to do better with the punishment music, okay?
Thank you.
Have a great warm weekend. Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. This is where you get to play the topical trivia game that keeps St. Louis warm. Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can also find previous episodes on my website, harrisonline.com. That's where all the archives are. And listen to us all the time via that free app. Download it for your iPhone or for your Android phone, the free Big 550 KTRS app. So we stream right into you wherever you are. We'll be right back with Mike Evans, and then I have a new batch of knuckleheads in the news.
And here's the guy that sings I Will Survive every time he does karaoke. It's Tim Weiland.
I would like to disagree with your last contestant. It wasn't that good either.
Some of them were good, some of them were bad, and then there was Matthew McConaughey, who's always on his own planet.
Hey, well, I'll tell you what, they did clear the accident that was on 5570 over by Highway 40, and now we've got a road closure. There's an accident on westbound Highway 70, and it is near Florissant, and it's got the highway completely shut down. You've got a backup that goes a little bit east of Bermuda, but that's about it. Traffic is very light, and it seems to be all on the move around the area. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on everything your business needs to be organized this year, like banker's boxes, file folders, and storage bins. Resolve to get organized and visit staples.com for more. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Because you need to know. Turn to KTRS for world news updates from ABC News, the winner of the Edward R. Murrow Award for News Excellence, plus state and local news from the award-winning KTRS News Department. Because you need to know. The Big 550, KTRS. Depend on it.
Thanks for calling SomaBiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking SomaBiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take SomaBiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of SomaBiotics, call 1-800-700-2321. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-700-2321. That's 1-800-700-2321. 1-800-700-2321.
Message and data rates may apply.
This is a formal apology from Force Factor to every guy out there who's looking to build muscle quickly and boost endurance. We recently released an extremely powerful professional-grade muscle-building supplement called Volcano at GNC. Due to overwhelming demand, GNC has struggled to keep Volcano in stock. If you tried to get Volcano, but were unable to because it was out of stock, we want to make it right by giving you a complimentary bottle. Get yours by texting RIGHT to 369-369. Volcano gives you an explosive pre-workout boost in nitric oxide, dramatically amplifying your energy and power. You'll tackle every rep with more intensity and endurance, better drive and performance, and faster recovery, resulting in a serious increase in lean muscle mass, size, strength, and definition guaranteed. Again, if you're a serious weightlifter who was unable to get Volcano at GNC, we're going to make it right by sending you a complimentary bottle. Text RIGHT to 369-369. That's R-I-G-H-T to 369-369.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-700-5105. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free, with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-700-5105. That's 1-800-700-5105. 1-800-700-5105.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
When choosing a financial planner to manage your money, make sure they remember this. It's your money. Your unique plan is created around your family goals as well as your financial resources. The professionals at Six Point Financial Group provide personalized financial planning services along with independent and unbiased investment recommendations. The personal service begins the very first time you meet with Six Point Financial Group and continues with discussions of your financial goals as well as planning for future generations. Point number one of the financial planning process is investment planning and analysis. Here's how it works for you. Six Point Financial Group wants your portfolio to grow along with your peace of mind. Based upon your risk tolerance, they can recommend a wide range of strategies to maximize your financial strength. To learn about the other 5 points of their financial planning process, visit sixpointgroup.com. Let Six Point Financial help you plan for tomorrow and live for today.
Securities offered through Crown Capital Securities, LP, a registered broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Listen up, homeowners. Contractors and do-it-yourselfers agree E&B Granite has had the largest collection of the best quality granite available in St. Louis for years. And now, with their new 50,000 square foot showroom, you'll be able to choose from all the top brands, including Caesar Stone, Silestone, Polar Stone, and more. When you visit E&B Granite, ask to see the new look of brilliant quartz for your kitchen or bath. E&B Granite, at the corner of Manchester and Hampton, or online at ebgranite.com.
When you've been married for 45 years, you begin to
finish each other's sentences.
Like how Kmart is now
a preferred Medicare Part D pharmacy with
copays as low as a dollar, which means we save lots of money. So I can finally build that
woman cave in the basement, Loretta's lair.
Wait, what?
Oh, you heard me.
Head to Kmart Pharmacy today for Medicare Part D copays as low as a dollar. Kmart Pharmacy accepts most Medicare Part D plans and is preferred in many. Visit any Kmart Pharmacy for details or go to kmartpharmacy.com to find a location nearest you.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Sing it one more time, why don't you?
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
No work for today for a lot of people because of icepocalypse.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. And here now from Southern California is Mr. Mike Evans.
Give it up. That'd be me, homie.
What are you doing, homie?
All right, we're just looking at the forecast and waiting for whatever next shoe is going to drop here on our icepocalypse, which has dumped over a tenth of an inch of ice on us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that, homie, because I was supposed to be landing there in about 15 minutes ago, about a half hour ago.
Did they cancel your flight?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lambert was canceling flights left and right today. Well, probably screwed up air travel all across the country, including for you.
Well, I was flying to St. Louis, going to have dinner, surprise dinner for Cheryl on her anniversary with her brothers at Annie Gunn's, and had one in one of the little nooks, and it was going to be really special, and look what happens.
Hmm. Mm. Now it's Stouffer's Lean Cuisine in the kitchen.
And it's Friday the 13th.
Well, that sort of tells you something, doesn't it, homie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Popular question, who originally discovered Mark Wahlberg? Ronnie Howard, Penny Marshall, Steve Martin, Henry Winkler. Answer in a minute. Two movie reviews. I'll talk to my good, close, personal friend, little pot of hairs.
All right, what do you got?
All right, Dan. Patriots Day.
I've not seen it yet. I'm curious about what you think.
Bio docudrama about the Boston Marathon bombing with Mark Wahlberg as Sergeant Sanders and John Goodman as Police Chief Ed Davis. This is a gut-wrenching, fabulous film that holds your attention, and it jumps. Rated R, 130 minutes, 3.5 stars.
Is it weird seeing movies like this where you know what happened? Because I saw the Peter Berg, Mark Wahlberg, what was that called? The one in the water, or the Horizon, the Deepwater Horizon movie, and knowing what happened kind of took all the suspense out of that for me.
Really?
Yeah. Although I would not say the same about other movies like Apollo 13. So I'm just curious.
Or Sully.
Yeah. So I'm just curious how that affected you seeing Patriots Day.
The other film is Silence. Hmm. Did you see it?
No.
It's Martin Scorsese film he's been working on for 25 years, and maybe he should have worked on it a little longer.
Oh, really?
It's the story of two priests who travel to Japan looking for their mentor in the 17th century. Doesn't that sound compelling?
No.
Starring Adam Driver and Andrew Garfield and Liam Neeson. Acting's all right. It's slow. It's dull. It's almost 3 hours long.
Too low.
And sometimes there's just some violence in it that there's no need for. It's an epic. I'm going to give it 2 stars, and I'm being very generous at this.
Okay.
It's okay. I quote Riley Keough, Elvis Presley's granddaughter, says, quote, I don't know any more about my dead grandpa than any other person knows about their dead grandpa, end quote. I don't know. If Elvis Presley was my grandfather, I think I'd know all about him.
Yeah. Can I interrupt to tell you a quick little Elvis story about something I learned this week that I never knew?
Yeah.
There's a speaker series here at Powell Symphony Hall that has, I guess, about 6 or 7 events in the fall, winter, and into the spring with famous people who come and give speeches, like John Cleese is going to be in here a couple of weeks, Ted Koppel, some other people, Ehud Barak, who was the president of Israel, was here a couple of months ago. This week, on Wednesday, my wife and I went down there to see Rita Moreno, who is 85 years old. She won an Oscar for being in West Side Story. She was on The Electric Company. She's on this reboot that Netflix has done of One Day at a Time. I did not know that she was with Marlon Brando for 8 years and then found out that Marlon Brando was cheating on her, and the next day got a call from Colonel Tom Parker. Hi, Elvis saw you in something on stage, and he'd like to meet you. And she thought of the lingerie that she had found from this other Marlon Brando woman and said, okay. And so she started going out with Elvis Presley.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a great story she told. She's quite a storyteller.
I liked her.
Yeah.
How'd she look at 85?
She looks fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah, she was really, really good.
Another shocker quote. Trump is our president. We need to get behind him and support him 100%, end quote. Nicole Kidman, who is already getting blowback from Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of that?
Whatever.
Don't doubt it.
Sports shorts. I'm glad ESPN's finally kicking Chris Berman to the curb. Yeah, to me, he was nothing more than a shameless Howard Cosell wannabe.
Hmm.
Cut, go. Oh, no. I'm sorry, that's Howard Cosell's. Back. I think that's Jack Box. I mean, all he does is, I don't know. I never really cared much for Chris Berman.
I liked his nicknames for various people.
All right. Now it can't be told insider staff and crew that worked the New Year's Eve show say that Mariah Carey was a complete jerk leading up to the debacle. She wouldn't rehearse. The only time she said anything to anybody was telling people don't look at her. They actually cheered when she flopped.
Okay.
Yeah. Answer to pop quiz question, who discovered Mark Wahlberg, Ron Howard, Penny Marshall, Steve Martin, Henry Winkler?
Dan, what do you say?
Oh, man. I'll say Henry Winkler.
Penny Marshall.
I'm going Winkler.
Answer's Penny Marshall. Ooh. There you go. And finally, Aloha Friday. No, we're till Monday. We're going to play the Aloha Friday. All right. NFL games this weekend. The Mike Evans Fearless Forecast. The winners will be Atlanta Falcons, New England Patriots, Kansas City Chiefs. How about them Cowboys? Lily Okalani, Lani on the OT, Laku in the car,
And on the coolie Makawani, on the owner, on the Lulawa, Hawaii.
Did he just choose all the home favorites, or was it my imagination?
I think he did.
Yeah, he did.
We're pulling for Kansas City because we, when we were in Vegas a couple months ago, we bought a ticket to say the Kansas City.
You bet on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Do you remember what the odds were?
I don't. It was like $20 bets. I think we'll get 400 if we win.
Well, that'll be 20-1.
Yeah.
I'm no mathematician, but that sounds like it's 20-1 to me.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Yeah.
They are a reminder that that game is postponed on Sunday. Yes. It's not going to be played at noon. It's going to be a 7:20 kickoff in Kansas City. I don't mention that in case you're going to the game, but because there's a chance you're going to be watching the game, you may want to make sure that your DVR is set if you're going to be recording the game on Sunday evening. And I also want to mention one other thing affected by the storm today, and that is that if you're planning on going to Deerberg's, you got 40 minutes. And if, and if you're planning on going to Schnucks, you got 70 minutes. They're both going to be closing early to let their people go home early today. Now, knuckleheads of the news brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. Get the SDL taxi app or call 314-652-3456 and let them pick you up. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. Thanks to contributor Matt Burrows for our first story today from Charlotte County, Florida, where Amanda Willis was the maid of honor at David and Jennifer Butler's wedding. While they had their wedding cake slice and their first dance as a married couple, Amanda, the maid of honor, started drinking. One guest says that Amanda downed an entire bottle of Fireball and was drunk within a half hour. Then she started asking people for their car keys. Another witness says she went up to the best man and grabbed his keys out of his pocket and jumped in his car. Then she backed up and almost hit the best man, David's brother Brian, who grabbed onto the side of the car and held on as she took off with his feet dragging along the ground until he could pull on the emergency brake and get it to stop. Then other guests wrestled Amanda out of the car. According to the bride, she then went back inside and grabbed a big bottle of Captain Morgan and guzzled that. And that's when she got violent, swinging her fists at everyone around her. Somebody finally called the cops. They showed up. Amanda claimed to be having an asthma attack and started shaking as if she were having a seizure. So the cops took her to a hospital where she wasn't done with her busy day of work. She exposed herself to deputies, assaulted two medics, and kicked over her bedpan. Jennifer, the bride, was asked for comment. She says she and Amanda, no longer best friends. It's amazing what'll drive a relationship apart. By the way, this is Amanda's 9th arrest in Charlotte County, Florida. Thanks to Jeff Olson for story number 2 from San Diego, California, where Jim Patton and Linda Martin were doing the morning news on CW6 TV. When they got to a story about a child who accidentally bought a dollhouse and 4 pounds of cookies with her mom's Amazon Alexa device. That story was funny enough, but what happened next was even better. When Jim Patton, the news anchor, said on the air that the girl had said to the device, "Alexa, order me a dollhouse," viewers all over San Diego started complaining that their Amazon Echoes were trying to order dollhouses based on his voice. Amazon says shopping settings for the Alexa can be managed via the app. You can even turn off voice purchasing and create a confirmation code for your order. But anybody who did accidentally order a dollhouse can get their money back. for free. Thanks to Scott Jenny for story number three. Story from Houston, Texas, where the cops pulled over Ross LeBeau for a traffic stop. They spotted what looked like almost half a pound of methamphetamine in a sock in his car. LeBeau tried to explain, it's not meth, it's kitty litter. I use it to reduce fog on the windows. The cops conducted two field tests on the stuff in the sock. Got two positives for meth. So they arrested Ross, fingerprinted him, booked him into jail, where he spent 3 days. The Harris County Sheriff's Office even sent out a press release boasting that the arrest, quote, may have kept our children and loved ones free from being introduced to drugs, unquote. But a lab test, a third one, revealed that they only saved children from kitty litter, because that's what was in there. They had to retract their press release and let LeBeau go. The forensic lab said there's no controlled substance in kitty litter. Case dismissed. LeBeau says he doesn't blame the deputies. He says it's the faulty field tests, which tend to give off a lot of false positives. Now he wants a judge to completely expunge his arrest record. So if he's ever asked when applying for a job, have you ever been arrested? He doesn't want to have to say yes and then explain this. And our final story comes from our colleague Jim Hewer, our sports director. A story from Manchester, England, where the Manchester City soccer team was hosting rival Celtic in Champions League action last month. There were a lot of fans of both teams milling around, and being English soccer fans, that means some scuffles. Not just fistfights, but one guy who, for some reason, threw a hamburger at a police horse. Apparently, that's illegal in Manchester, England, and the guy was arrested. No idea how he explained to everybody else in the jail cell why he was in there doing any kind of time. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today on the Big 550 KTRS. Before we go, I want to mention a story that our friend Andy Daynard, who does the Reality Blurred website, wrote about this week. Andy's been on the show many times through the years talking about all sorts of reality shows, Survivor, The Amazing Race, etc. He reported this week on a show that's not in America yet, but is in other English-speaking countries, including Australia and the UK. It's a show called Undressed, where a man and a woman, or a woman and a woman, or a man and a man, go on this show, and there's a big screen that tells them what to do, beginning with taking 30 seconds to undress each other down to their underwear. The women end up in bra and panties. The guys end up in their boxer shorts or briefs. Then the screen tells them to get into bed, not to engage in any nasties, but to talk, and the questions on the screen tell them what subjects they should talk about. It doesn't get really raunchy, but it does mean these two people who did not know each other before are forced to interact while wearing nothing more than their underwear. And if you think to yourself, well, they must only have really thin and attractive people on this show, you haven't seen the trailers.
Oh.
It's not all young people. But even the middle-aged people who are on there are, well, they're not like those women I told you about at the beginning of that horrible movie, Nocturnal Animals. There's no fat-shaming going on here, but the large screen will ask them to talk about their personal histories, or sometimes it tells them to hug each other for 30 seconds, or, well, all sorts of things. If you go to Andy's website, realityblurred.com, you can see the trailers of these shows as they're airing now in Australia and the UK. I will point out that the company that's making this in England is the same company that made the show Sex Box, which involved people actually getting onto the stage and then into a box and having sex for 30 minutes and then coming out and talking about the experience with a psychotherapist.
Yeah.
They tried that show on the CW last summer. You remember that?
Right.
It was on for how many episodes? One. And then it was off the air. I don't know if Undressed is coming to the UK, but it is on the internet. However, and there is always a however in life, be very careful when you Google, show me Undressed on Google. You may end up with something besides this show that has more than you intended. And that's all the time we have for today. I'm Paul Harris. That's Dan Strauss. That's Ian Geitz. On behalf of Colin and Tim, and all of us who work here on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and the Large one, too. Thanks for listening.
Meep, meep.
All right, we get a final check on traffic from this guy right here, Tim Weiland. Fabulous job today, Tim.
That's the shortest traffic I've ever done in all the years I've been doing it. And I'll keep it that way because the only thing that's going on right now is you have this accident on westbound Highway 70 at Florissant Road, and traffic is being diverted off at Florissant due to it. So right now you're jammed back east of Bermuda. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on everything your business needs to be organized this year, like banker's boxes, file folders, storage bins. Resolve to get organized and visit staples.com for more. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
I'm AM in the PM, and you're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang weekdays from 3 to 6. McGraw Millhaven here. Don't forget to tune in to my average morning show in the morning right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Get the steak and cheese footlong for only $6 from Subway. It's packed with lean steak. Get it with red onions, green peppers, and Chipotle Southwest sauce for only $6 for a limited time.
When you've been married for 45 years, you begin to
finish each other's sentences.
Like how Kmart is now
a preferred Medicare Part D pharmacy with
copays as low as $1. Which means we save lots of money, so I can finally build that
woman cave in the basement, Loretta's lair.
Wait, what?
Oh, you heard me.
Head to Kmart Pharmacy today for Medicare Part D copays as low as $1. Kmart Pharmacy accepts most Medicare Part D plans and is preferred in many. Visit any Kmart Pharmacy for details or go to kmartpharmacy.com to find a location nearest you.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Freezing rain and sleet causing problems today. Live team coverage around the St. Louis area.
This is an extended edition of Fox 2 News at 6.
And right on cue, the 2017 ice storm arrived this morning, bringing with it freezing rain and sleet. Good evening, I'm Rafer Weigel.
I'm Shirley Washington, in for Sandy Miller. MoDOT and IDOT crews have been out all day treating the roads with salt and chemicals to melt the ice. So far, they've been successful. There are some slick spots, but roads are passable.
We have live team coverage tonight. Chandrea Thomas is with MoDOT, and Kelly Hoskins has a look at what IDOT is doing, and John Brown is in one of the hardest hit areas. Meteorologist Chris Higgins is traveling in the same